What's up? Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. It's 94.5 on the FM radio dial. My name's Robbie Armfield. I'm looking around the studio. I'm seeing a couple of faces here. What are your names? What's your purpose?
Hello, state your name and purpose. It's Mitchell here, and I'm here to deliver you some good content today on RML.
Mitch, I love that attitude. Who else is here? What's the other one?
Hi, the other one's Bernie. I'm here to help you guys do some content, and I'm happy to be here.
All right, great. And thank you as well to Bridie Tanner for the mornings before us.
And her producers as well.
And the producers as well that were along for the ride. We are here until 1 p.m. today. And boy, oh boy, do we have some stuff coming up. We bought an air horn. Yeah. We did. We just did it. So, and we, you know, stick around and hear what we did with that, because Jesus Christ, you're going to want to hear it. Let me just put it that way.
It's very loud.
Yeah, it's very loud indeed. And in Finland, something happened with a dog, Bernie.
Yeah, the Helen Keller of dogs has been found in Finland over the weekend. A little Dachshund. Lucy is the first dog in the world to be completely senseless as well.
The Helen Keller of dogs. Okay, interesting.
Insane and senseless.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty
Don't you forget about me. The Remembrance Act takes full effect next week with harsh penalty for those who forget. So don't get caught off guard. We're going to take you through the essential things to remember in regards to this act coming up.
And of course, as per every week, there's a free entry gig at the bank this week, a paid exit of $20. So free entry, paid exit. That's a new sort of initiative they're trialing up. And
bit of a bummer.
Do you love Peter Jackson's Tintin? I love the comics. Bernie, you're not so keen on them, but you love the film.
Yeah, I hate the film. And but we're going to be looking through a little online drinking game that has brought the Adventures of Tintin community to its knees. It's Peter Jackson's official Tintin online drinking game official app.
Fantastic. And a bunch more's coming up, but I just want to stop you there, gentlemen, and say that we're actually going to do something a little bit different today. Going to cut the brakes. We're going to start things off a little bit different today. I know we've got a few more coming up to talk about, but I'm just going to say, leave those. People can expect what they see later on.
You're going off script.
We don't thrive under pressure or this kind of improvisation.
Exactly, but we're doing something a little bit different. So, if everyone wants to get up and come with me outside.
No. Can we just do the show normally?
Come on, guys. Get up.
I'm not getting up.
We're going outside.
All right.
Get up.
Well, if Bernie does it, I'll do it.
Mitch,
I'm only doing it if Bernie does it.
Expect the unexpected with me, guys.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm coming. All right. Come on.
What is this? Let's go.
All right, through the four guys, come on.
He's wrong.
Why? Come on, you're on air. Down here. Aren't
we on air?
Yeah. It's going to be good. Just follow me.
I'll be honest. Walking pretty fast.
Yeah. Come out here, please.
Get on the bus?
Yeah, get on the bus. Let's go. What?
Wait up. All right, come on. Everyone on board. Come on. Get up.
What? What do you mean?
Get on the bus.
I'm not getting on the bus,
man. Get on the bus!
Alright. You guys getting any clues yet?
What the hell,
Rob? Why are you guys
like a school bus, but like full of like really hot people.
Oh, there's a couple of so fit.
Everyone's
full of seats over there. Mitch, you want to sit next to me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, I'll sit with you. I'll sit one of you.
Oh, there's two.
Alright. You guys sit down. The bus needs to go. So you guys just sit down.
I don't even know where we're going.
Yeah, sit down. I'll sit over here. All right. Hey, how are you going?
You're right.
No, you're right.
Have you done the? You've been done this before?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you look really fit.
Thanks.
Where are we going?
Okay. I'm not really feeling that fit myself. That's part of why I'm doing this. But... Huh?
Can you hear me up there?
I'm
getting bus sickness a little bit.
Okay, alright. We'll be there soon, right. Probably. We'll
Bernie's
be there soon.
Really pale. Yeah.
Alright.
He looks really pale.
Yeah, alright. It's gonna be fine. You guys excited? My friends are just over there.
That's I haven't done this before.
Yeah. My friends are just over there, actually. They have no idea where we're going.
Rob, we have no idea where we're going.
Did you hear that?
They're
going to
be in for a treat.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty excited myself. It's going to be hard. It's going to be so hard. But, you know, they have no idea where we're going.
Have you been training?
No, I haven't. But, have you? You look pretty fit. You must be training.
Just driving this thing.
Yeah.
Alright.
Where'd the driver go?
Did I
bring water
or something? I should have brought my iPod. Are you listening to music?
Oh, yeah, it's just my pump up playlist.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I brought. Can I borrow one of those headphones? Can I listen to one of you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Alright,
yeah.
Thanks. Oh, this is cool. Oh, I love this one. Oh, this one's great. It's I love the full when you listen to the whole song. I love it. Do you mind if I borrow the other headphone?
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. This is a good song. Pump up. My mate here's Pump Up Playlist. She's ripped, she's real fit, she's got an iPod Classic. She's got a Pump Up Playlist on it. That is a cool song. Thank you for that. Oh, here we are. We're here.
What is this, Rob?
Okay, let's get off the bus now. Now, do you have any idea of where we are, guys?
Oh my God, it's...
Welcome to Tough Mudder. Contestants, head over to the booth to grab your bibs.
That's right, guys. Did you hear that?
Oh, fuck off, Rob.
I'm not doing this, man.
Tough Mudder, it's the pinnacle of fitness in our modern culture.
Do we have to...
Yeah, do you have 50 bucks each? It's not cheap.
$50.
Anyway, come on.
You didn't tell us to bring any money, so no.
Come on, you guys said you wanted to get healthy, get fit.
All right, let's do it.
Down, down, down.
It's over.
Give me a shout.
What?
Tie off, man.
Oh, fuck it!
Guys, watch it. Take it easy, man.
Ah, electric wire.
That's it. Come on, all well done. Help her out in there.
Okay, boys, Mitchell, Bernie, myself, Robbie in the studio. If you're radio, 94.5 FM, Robbie's Modern Life is a show, boys.
Rob.
You just tuned in with us. Hey, boys, what do you think about that?
That was a ride. To be honest, I was so hesitant, and Mitch and I didn't even know where we were going on the bus, but thank you so much for taking us to Tough Mudder this year. That was awesome.
I'm happy that we went. I think it's, you know, we've always been talking about the whole bloody year. We've been talking about let's get fitter.
Yeah.
Let's get down in the mud and get fit, you know.
Get electrocuted in the mud and get...
And pay for it. Mm. Yeah, let's pay for... You know, abuse. Pay for torture. Yeah, pay for abuse and torture in the mud.
Waterboarded in the mud.
Yeah, waterboarded in the mud with the work colleagues, and you know, go there and pay hundreds of dollars to sort of get down to the mud and die as well.
It was awesome. My big community.
I'm happy we did that. Tough Mudder. Great. Now, sad news.
Rob, thank you for that.
No worries. No,
honestly, thank you. Thanks for holding us to our New Year's plans and stuff.
Absolutely really fine. Good. No, it's my pleasure. Hey, guys, in sad news, you might have seen this. Might have heard about the Sydney bumper stickers. You know that place in Marston Park?
Oh, yeah. Sydney bumper stickers.
Go there all the time. We love it. They've sadly decided to close their doors after 14 years of business.
Oh, what?
Sydney bumper stickers. We just heard about it now. Just reports coming through. So maybe you never heard of them, but you certainly have seen their wares, of course. I mean, driving around, you might have seen their wares. Once Sydney's leading bumper sticker business, Sydney bumper stickers has seen a decline in sales over the past several years and has finally decided to pack it in. This is a shame for everyone. Likes to see bumper stickers around.
I didn't know about that.
Luckily, they've left us to dish out the rest of their merchandise. So that's the key part here, is we are sort of dishing out the rest of their merchandise, looking through what have they got left over, because they've got so many bumper stickers.
Mm. So these bumper stickers, I'm looking through the list now. There's a big list of leftover bumper stickers that are there. You can hit them up, or you can text us on 0409-945-945 if you want any of these. Just leave your name and which bumper sticker. There's so many. Curry is the first one here.
It just says curry, and it's sort of it's just a square.
Yeah,
it just says curry in the middle, black and white.
Black and white as well. Interesting.
My other car is a Mazda.
Yeah.
I fly Qantas.
Wow.
So there's some pretty custom ones here as well, but there's also mostly just some pretty standard ones. Whatever you're into, they've got anything you like.
They are closing down. Eat shit or die trying. So it sort of looks like one of those parental advisory stickers on
straight
out albums.
Of Compton. Yeah,
the font is awful though.
Yeah, live long and prosper. I was going to say
that one's in italics.
Okay,
that's almost cursive. That one.
It's almost cursive.
Dobby on board. That's sort of a Harry Potter reference.
Yeah.
Ogres have layers. You know, you might remember this from Shrek.
Can I reserve that one?
Yeah, they've got like 50 of them. So and that's in the shape of an onion. So ogres have layers. That's in reference to Shrek when he's talking about, you know, how he's sort of a more layered individual.
We know the movie, man. We know Shrek. Come on.
Baby Jedi on board.
That's up to date. I like that.
That's a good one. I'd rather be playing video games, for all you nerds and geeks out there.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Can we just take them?
I actually have like 10 of those ones anyway.
I love animals. They're delicious.
Vegans, tune out.
If any of these strike you as something you'd like, do text in 0409-945-945 and leave your name and which one you'd like, and we can leave them aside for you. My mum's a truck driver. If the cars are rocking, call the cops.
Yeah, that might be too... Oh, no, yeah, same one.
I was born in Iceland. Pretty specific.
Teach a man to fish, you'll live for a week.
F off, we're full. Now, this one is something you don't see often around, and I suppose there's a reason why there's an overstocked nature.
Yeah, it's a reason why it's still in the collection. I mean, some of the other ones there, I would say that that's strange that they're there. I like the style and or the meaning behind it, but I mean, F off, we're full. You could probably leave that in the collection.
Yeah, exactly.
In the overstock.
That was what made Sydney bumper stickers good, was that they weren't afraid to just sort of stock absolutely anything and everything could desire.
What else we got here? We got heaps, so let's quickly get through this.
Yeah.
I fought the commies abroad and now I fight them at my doorstep. F the commies, specific. Touch my car and lose a finger, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, image of a monkey sucking a banana with the skin on, bachelor frog meme sticker. If you can read this, you, I hope you have third party. I stole this car. I ate a ghost chili and lived to tell the tale. This driver is in drag. Legend on board.
Legend on board. Can I get that?
Where you'd rather be. So that's a Corona sticker. I think that's just the label, to be honest. Born to fish, forced to work. I'm just on the way to pick up my Mustang. This is a series of stickers that I like. This is my mate's.
How is that not sold out?
Yeah, I don't know. I still got a lot more in. This is my mate's shitbox. I actually own a Ferrari. That one's pretty epic as well.
Followed by another someone, one from that collection.
Yeah, another one from that collection, Bernie. You're right. Someone stole my Ferrari.
I'm on my way to beat up that guy that stole my Ferrari. There's another one there.
You can have those all together. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, all consecutively below each other.
Yeah.
If anyone needs me, I'll be in my beachside bungalow. Cool. On my way to F your mom. A cab.
Can you handle that this trunk? Gone fishing in brackets, don't tell my wife. Today's office.
Today's office.
Well, that's good.
Wow.
I guess if you're an Ola, Uber, DD, whatever, maybe might be a good one.
Car racer.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're Bathurst or something.
Yeah.
On the tools.
What's that?
And there's some honk variants.
Yeah. So, you know, honk if you're horny. You might have heard that around.
Yeah.
Honk because effort. Honk if I'm skinny.
What does that mean?
Honk if you're a nympho. Rear end me IRL. Cronulla Sharks, Cronulla Bulldogs.
Don't know what that one is.
And then there's the My Family kind of stickers.
Yeah, yeah, Mitch, run us through these My Family.
There's a whole variant section of
them. Oh, them as well. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to run us through these, Mitch?
Okay, no, I could do it as well. My Family, that's with a mum and two boys. So dad's gone AWOL, I guess. My Family with two mums and two boys. That's two families that have gotten together, I guess. My Family with just dad. So that one's a solo dad. My Dog Ate Your Stick Family.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's a slap back to the rest of them. And My Pokemon Family. So that's all Gen 1 starters are in that.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah. So that's Sydney Bumper Stickers in Marsden Park closing its doors. We've got a huge stockpile that we'd love to give away, and we might be taking off some for ourselves. RML right now on FBI Radio. We'll be back in a moment to talk with you. We'd love you to text in. What are the best bumper stickers you've seen? And if you want any of these, 0409-945-945. And excited to say that we have an exclusive chat with Ben from Prosper as a Millennial. You might remember a couple of weeks ago we spoke to him. We'll be talking more about that in a moment. Plus, what else do we have coming up? Blah blah blah. Let's listen to some music. So much stuff. So this is this is a song now by George L. Brecht. It's called "A Mask in the Ash." See you in a moment. Yeah, it's just coming out of my laptop. One sec, I've got to click the output. There we go. All right, let's try that. There we go. I felt awful on Thursday night. Yeah, I had no idea why, and I was walking around holding my tummy. I realized, earlier that day I was at McDonald's. I got the bacon egg McMuffin,
at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and I don't think that they'd cooked it fresh. I think it was leftover from the morning. Could I get a bacon egg McMuffin, please?
Yep, sure thing. Anything else?
Just a small orange juice.
So that'll be $12.95.
Michael, do you know where the lids are?
No. Do you want lids on these?
125, number 125?
Yep, 125. Is this fresh? Yeah, and I ended up eating the entire bacon egg McMuffin, and it did not feel right. So I ended up looking for the manager.
Hi, sir. What seems to be the problem?
So the bacon egg McMuffin, it didn't taste good at all. Okay. It tasted old, it tasted stale.
Sorry to hear that, sir. Did you have it with the orange juice today?
Yes, I ordered with the orange juice.
Okay, did that have a lid on it?
No.
Okay, no, I think I know where the problem lies, actually. That makes a lot of sense. So if you feel comfortable, you can leave me a number and I can be in touch with you. You know what? I'll just give you a voucher for another meal at another participating restaurant, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, have a wonderful day, man.
Look, does this happen all the time?
You know what? It's funny you should ask. It's one of our employees. I won't say his full name. Michael is his name. And he's been with us for 4 months, 5 months now. His family's from the country. No, he had a rough upbringing. I think his dad was some sort of motorbike riding, like gang boss or something like this. Anyway, very rough upbringing. Michael would ride around in his motorbike around town.
FBI Radio, 94.5 FM on the FM dial. My name is Robbie. If you just tuned in on 94.5 FM, Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. Hi, if you just tuned in, Mitch.
Hey, what's up? I'm here.
Bernie.
Hi, I just tuned in. What's happening?
We're talking City Bumper Stickers, actually. City Bumper Stickers is a place in Marsden Park that is just closing down. And we talked you through some of the ones they had. We asked you on the text line if you have seen any good ones around bumper stickers. That is Jake from Lawson saying, I was just driving and saw a bumper sticker saying he needs some milk. That sounds quite cool.
Is it referring to the baby on board or?
I don't know. Andrew and Stanmore saying,
I think it's Stander and Anmore.
He says, Andrew and Samuel says, I also have surplus bumper stickers for your audience from my failed business venture. Chimp milk, just like mum's, but a lot hairier. Sales aren't great. There you go.
No. Don't bring up that chimp milk shit again. That stuff sucks.
Yeah,
honestly.
Exactly.
I didn't mind it.
Hey, Mitch. Other texts here from Bondi. Real women drive trucks. Manly, louder than your mum last night. Rush Cutters Bay, some grannies knit, this one fishes.
Texting your names, not just your location. It's weird.
Cool.
Buy me dinner before you ride up my ass. That's from an anonymous person in Kelco. I dropped their location. I'm a crash. Another anonymous text there. Slut drop. A couple more here, Mitch.
Bitch, get out my way. That one's from an anonymous texter in DY. Slut drop again. Someone else has seen it. I guess it's making the rounds.
Effort. And lastly here from Louisiana, bitch better have my money. Thank you. I hope you find those. Thanks for the bumper sticker chat. Love it. Hey, in the studio with us right now is Sophie Gordon, friend of the show. How you going?
Hey, good thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great. Now, you are a millennial, correct?
Correct.
Now, it's interesting wayward. That you are. Well, you're kind of wayward.
Yeah, I'd say definitely a wayward millennial.
Now, it's interesting you should say that and you should be here because we have had correspondence recently with this online page called Prosper as a Millennial. Mm. Guy Ben that runs it What's this guy's deal, Benny?
Well, this is something that we've been trying to work out. We had him on for a screener a couple of weeks ago, and it was a very interesting chat you had with him, Rob, so much so that we asked him if we could air it, and he runs this page, which is targeting millennials and trying to assist them in succeeding with their life goals.
Yes.
From what I can attain. And we wanted to learn more about it. So we wanted to get him on air to learn more about him and the page. And we thought, what better way to do it than to collide his lifestyle and his kind of upstart with this, what do you call it, a startup? Upstart with this... prosper as a millennial, yes. And bring in an actual millennial. That's where Sophie comes in.
Give her the prosperity advice that she needs, that we all need as millennials to survive and prosper and succeed. Yeah. So we're all excited. We've tried to call him, no response. So hopefully over this next song break, we can get him on the line and we can ask him some questions that we've prepared. And that
Ben, if you're out there, pick up, man. We want to talk.
Mate, if you're listening, would love to talk to you. We have prepared a lot of stuff for you. So do please answer the phone over this next song. It's a beautiful one. We'll be back in a moment. Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio. This is Quirk with Suction Facts. Suction Facts. See you in a moment. Prosper Esmail, please pick up.
We're not desperate or anything.
No. We don't have nothing else.
Yeah.
No, we do. We've got backup stuff. I'd rather if you did pick up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
Mic off. Suction Facts by Quirk, the new album called Steal a Golden Hail. Beautiful stuff. Do yourself a favor, give it a listen. Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate your company today. Mitchell in the studio.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us, guys.
Bernie as well.
Howdy, howdy.
My name's Robbie, and we've also got in a good friend of the show, Sophie. How you going?
Good.
And we are lucky enough to have on the phone with us Ben from Prosper as a Millennial. Ben, how you going, mate?
Hey, Robbie, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, every week, we take some time to put comedy to one side and focus more on serious things. This week, we have something special. Ben is an entrepreneur who's recently started a little startup called Prosper as a Millennial, and we think it'd be super handy for our millennial audience out there to get a few insights into Ben's business model and career backstory. Sophie, you are a millennial yourself. You're a bit wayward.
Yeah. As Robbie just said, I'm a millennial. Just finished uni. I did a media comms degree. So I finished that a couple months ago, and I'm a bit wayward.
What do you mean by wayward? Like,
I guess lost.
Yeah.
I've got this amazing university degree. Don't know how to apply it. I want success. I want success. I'm hungry for it, but I'm not quite sure how to get there.
Fair enough. I mean, I think that some of these concerns are shared by a number of those in a similar position. Sophie, is that right, Ben? Would you say?
Oh, look, absolutely, yeah. And there's a lot of people out there that are a bit lost with where they want to go, what they want to achieve.
Mm.
Now, firstly here, Ben, we'll get through some questions here. Would you be able to define prosperity for us within the context of what you do?
Thinking about it sort of recently, it's more for me, you know, if I look back, you know, just be happy. Don't be worried about what other people think. Be energetic. You know, sort of try and understand, you know, you're still at that age where you're learning a lot. So, you know, you don't need to make amazing decisions in, you know, your late 20s, your late teens, your early 20s. Just try and be happy with where you're at, and yeah. I guess know that you want bigger and better, and just, you know, just go for it. Now, it may be that you want to travel, or that you want to start a career, or you want to finish uni, et cetera, but you've just got to be happy. That's one thing that I've learned over the journey, and what got me to where I am today. You know, just got to be happy with where you're at.
Now, Ben, let's talk about that, where you are today. Would you be able to just give us some context? What is Prosper as a Millennial, and how can it benefit millennials' lives?
Well, look, Prosper as a Millennial came about. I went to a business meeting or business event a few weeks ago in Sydney, and I was sitting next to a young guy. He was only 23. I'm 43, and you know, I was sitting next to this young kid, and I said, "What are you doing here?" And he said he was just there to learn. And it really got me thinking. I was really intrigued, because I paid quite a lot of money to go to this event, and he did as well. And on the back of that, it made me realise that, you know, I'm 43. You know, if I knew, I guess, in my late 20s, you know, what I know now, my life would be completely different. And that's where, I guess, that's where the page was born. And then, you know, like I said to you, Robbie, it's only been going a few weeks where I'm just trying to, I guess, you know, add value and, you know, what I've done and what I've achieved. And hopefully, you know, if I can pass on some of that passion, I guess, to somebody, my younger self, then, you know, then it's a great thing. You don't need to have the answers as a teenager, as in your early 20s, but I guess you do need to have passion in whatever you want to achieve. And if you haven't got that, you know, keep looking, because you will find it. I know you'll find it. I know anyone will find it.
So, Ben, it sounds like you've had quite a extensive kind of career in this realm of you know, looking for work and, you know, being in and out of work. Do you have a lowest point when searching for work?
Yeah, it's a great question.
What's been your lowest point?
Look, I was in London. I was in my late 20s at this point. So, you know, I'd been in a corporate career for a while, and then I went travelling, and I was on and off travelling for five years. London, Europe, Canada. I got back to London. You know, I was 28, I think, at the time, and I was going for a couple of sales roles. And I remember I went for one sales role in particular, and you know, I was sitting next to a guy who was probably my age now, 43, and he wanted me to sell him. Like, believe it or not, a chicken. And I was like,
a chicken.
I was like, is he for real? So anyway, I tried to sell him a chicken, and then he made me stand up and act like a chicken. And I walked out of that, and I didn't get the job, and I walked out of that, and I was probably the lowest point of my life, my career at that point. You know, I went back to my girlfriend, and, you know, I was in tears. I was like, how the hell did that just happen? You know, so it was pretty bad. Then, you know, things happen for a reason. A week later, I went for another job, and I ended up getting a job that literally changed my life. And, you know, if I had got that previous job the week before, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, you know, again, things happen for a reason. You've got to look at the positives. And I look back now and think, well, that was a positive in my life, even though it was such a negative.
Ben, to quote Melinda Gates, if I would be given a chance to start over again, I would choose network marketing. Does this quote ring...
Bill Gates. Yes, correct.
Does this quote ring true in your experience?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, I... 100%. You know, I look back now and I've had a great career in my life. You know, I'm very happy with what I've achieved, but I always... And, you know, this goes to anybody. You know, if you've got any ounce of entrepreneurial spirit in you, you've got to start looking into, you know, various options. You know, don't work for somebody else. I've spent many a years, you know, working for a corporate company and always having, I guess, targets and demands increased or changed. And I guess I got to a point where I realized I needed to do something for myself. And I never had a business idea, but I started looking into network marketing. And, you know, that's where I'm sort of at the moment. And, you know, I've seen and listen to a lot of millennials, you know, 20, early 20s coming into the industry and being very successful inside 3 or 4 years. So, you know, there is hope out there for anybody. If you, you know, if you've got any ounce of entrepreneurial spirit, start looking into it. Don't I say it with all my heart, don't go and work for somebody else. Start looking to do something on the side.
Okay. Thanks, Ben. Look, we've got a few more questions to get through, and would love to have you stick on the line if that's okay, and we'll come back to chat more after a song. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure, Robbie. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Hey, do get involved in the text line, those listening. If you have any questions for Ben from Prosper as a Millennial, do you have any questions about prosperity? Do you have any questions about success, work opportunities, how to best motivate yourself in the morning, that sort of thing? Do get in touch. The number is 0409-945-945. Let's go to a song now. This is a new one by MGMT. It's called In the Afternoon. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. In the Afternoon by MGMT, new one there, self-released. Good on those guys. Good on you guys.
Good on them.
Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. Thanks for being with us. Mitchell, Bernie, myself, Robbie in the studio, and friend of the show, Sophie. How you going?
Good. How are you?
And we have prosperous millennial Ben on the phone. Ben, you there?
Yes, Robbie.
Great. Hello.
Thanks for being with us, Ben.
Now, for those that have just tuned in, Prosper as Millennial is an online page that basically assists millennials in all things upward momentum, success, prosperity. We've got a few more questions for you here. Ben, Sophie, let's kick it off with you.
Hey, Ben. Sophie here.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you. So, I guess my main question would be, you know, in uni, you're just another number, a slave to conformity. You know, how can I find, or how did you find the passion that kickstarted your network marketing vision?
For me, there was a bit of a light bulb moment earlier this year where I had to cut, you know, the wages of my staff, because I'm still in a corporate environment, and I had to cut their wages in half. And that was that was my light bulb moment where I realised I needed to do something for myself. So I went in search of a better way. And I always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I knew I needed to do something, and I just didn't know what. So, you know, I went online and started looking at opportunities and various options. And I guess that's what kickstarted my momentum into network marketing. It was all on the back of, you know, one of those light bulb moments that, you know, everyone can have.
Yeah. Great, Ben. We asked for your texts as well on 0409 945 945 if you had any questions for Ben. Jake from Lawson's got involved saying, hey, I just had a quick question. I used to do network marketing when I was about 17 to 19, and I used to work with a company, or should I say for a company, called USANA Health Sciences. I am now a qualified electrician / music producer on the side. Do you still see network marketing in these health trending companies as profitable?
I haven't got much experience in those, health. My short answer is yes, in a sense of I see network marketing as a career. You know, the world's changed, a lot's changed. You know, unless you're really going to develop your electrician or your music into a business and employing people underneath you, you're really going to be working by the hour. So you're going to be very limited, I guess, by your income that you earn. Whereas network marketing, if you find something you're passionate about and you believe in, whether it's health, whether it's any other sort of form of direct selling, and you've got that entrepreneurial spirit, then in my opinion, and many others' opinion, Bill Gates, et cetera, et cetera, and if you do some research, Richard Branson.
And Melinda Gates.
Yeah, a blend, yes, exactly. You know, they all do talk about network marketing as a profession. So, you know, I believe that it is a huge opportunity over the next 5 to 10 years because, you know, of what it's done in the last 5 to 10 with technology, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, my idea.
Ben, I'm sorry to cut you off there, mate. This music has come up, which signifies it's the hot round. It's time for some hard and fast questions with our special guest, Ben, from Prosper as a Millennial. Ben, are you ready for these quick questions?
All right, you can
do it. Let's do it. Number one, what gets you up in the morning?
Work, actually. I get up my kids.
Your kids, great. Next question. In 5 words, explain your approach to innovation.
Social media, you know, being on social media.
Okay, that's 5 words.
Keep them snappy, Ben.
Next question, Mitchell, thank you.
Yeah, Ben, just quickly, tea, coffee or milkshake?
Oh, coffee, 100%.
Okay.
Easy one.
Morning or night showers?
Morning.
Power naps or a good night's sleep?
Power naps.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Oh, quick, Ben. Green or red?
Green.
Okay, favorite movie?
In 5 words.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Nice.
Least favorite movie?
Least favourite movie? Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It was that bad, but Tom Cruise was in it. I remember that.
Right. Top Gun?
Yeah, okay, Melinda Gates or Bill Gates?
It's definitely Bill Gates.
Okay. Best movie scene?
Best movie scene? Probably something out of Shawshank Redemption. I can't think off the top of my head, sorry.
That's a fair one.
Okay, and chicken or chips?
Oh, chips.
Chicken salt or regular salt?
Regular salt.
Ooh. Salad or fries on the side?
Fries on the side.
Socks or undies?
Probably socks.
All right.
Christmas or Easter?
Christmas, absolutely.
Alright, awesome.
Ben, thanks so much for that. That was the power round out of the way.
You did well, mate.
Thank God for that.
Alright.
I wasn't expecting that, guys.
Yeah, sorry, that was crazy.
You're good under pressure.
Yes, you are.
That was good. We got a little bit of an insight more into your character there with the hot round. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Ben, last question here. This is a bit of a serious one. What do you think is the number one mistake that millennials are making, stopping them from prospering?
Number one mistake, in my opinion, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, is personal development. I never did any. I was in my comfort zone up until the age of 40. And then I realized that, you know, I'd never done any personal development. So if I can give any advice to anybody, early 20s, personal development. There's one book, Think and Grow Rich. Go and get it.
Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
If you want to achieve better things, go read that book.
Okay.
I wish I had have done it at 18, 19, 20.
Ben from Prosper as Millennial, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Have a good afternoon, and we'll speak to you soon, I hope.
No worries. Thanks, Robbie. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Now, everyone, go ahead and like Prosper as a Millennial on Facebook. That is the page in question. Now it's basically time for us to wrap up the show.
Yeah, wow.
It's been an absolute pleasure being with you today. What a show. We finish at 1 p.m, so that's why I mentioned that we're about to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we should play some more music. Now, next week, we've got a big show coming up as well. We're going to be talking to... what's happening next week?
We got so much happening next week, but we want to keep it secret.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about Peter Jackson's new Tintin drinking official game app.
You'll have to stick around to find out. Keep it tuned until next week, Monday, when we'll be back on again and listen in.
And I think as well, Make-A-Wish Wine Tour.
Yes.
So we'll be looking into that.
Yeah, that's
going to be awesome. Happy and sad.
Napa Valley... Death Race.
Death Row. Napa Valley Tours, yep.
Probably looking into that. Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Listen back on the podcast. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of it. And as well, like the page on Facebook, Robbie's Modern Life. And stick around for lunch with Christy Mofazel. Christy, are you there?
Yeah, she's there.
She's giving the thumbs up.
Oh, she hates when we do this.
She hates this.
Oh, come on, get this. In here.
Oh,
lunchtime, let's do it.
All right, thanks, Mitch.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
Let's see you later. Cheers. This is These New South Wales with Police State. Bye.